America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Mitch Tischler, 5 o'clock. Jaden Daniels, film breakdown, 5:30. Charles Davis, 6 o'clock. So, plenty of great coverage coming on all aspects of the Commanders, including their trade for Marshawn Lattimore, which is just seemingly another great stroke of genius by Adam Peters, who continues to cook, continues to be someone who is, I think, impressing most of the league, which is no surprise to, you know, most of the league, because the Commanders, or Adam Peters, had been a guy that was desired by many other organizations, turned them all down. Now he is here. And it's again, like, if you know, you know. And Adam Peters knows. You want to know who didn't know? One of our callers this offseason, who this, it just keeps getting better. I don't know how to put it any other way. After Peters traded Jahan Dotson to the Philadelphia Eagles, which in a way empowered today's trade because the Commanders had an extra third round pick to deal with, He wasn't happy. We don't really know why, other than he's bad at analyzing football. But for old time's sake, Anthony, let's fire up Shane from Oxon Hill.
The guy had 11 touchdowns over the past 2 years. Terry McLaurin has 9. Olamide Zaccheaus had 10 catches last year. Diami Brown had 100 yards last year. Are we a better team without Jahan Dotson? No, we're not. So stop all the baloney, man. We traded Montez Sweat, and now we have Cleveland Furl, who had 2 sacks, and Dante Fowler, who had 2 sacks. We have Austin Eckler, who is 30 years old. Like, come on, bro. Kendall Fuller is in Miami. Curtis Samuel is in Buffalo. Cam Curl is in with the Rams. And we have a guy, Adam Peters, who's bringing in bums. And everybody's like, oh, just because we're bringing in new faces mean we're better.
Anthony, I think we might have to do a full Shane and Oxon Hill update. Like, I think, do you have stop-start mode ready?
Let me do it right now.
Can you empower the stop-start mode on Shane and Oxon Hill, please? Because I'm going to have to look some stuff up live here. I'm trying to pull up all the tabs ahead of time that I heard him mention there. But we're just I just feel like we owe the audience by name by name, player by player, stat update on everyone that Shane and Oxon Hill mentioned. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, a full Shane and Oxon Hill update.
The guy had 11 touchdowns over the past 2 years. Terry McLaurin has 9.
All right, let's stop there. All right, so now we need to compare Terry McLaurin's stats. This doesn't seem like a fair fight. Terry McLaurin stats this year to Jahan Dotson stats this year. Again, this just does not seem like a fair fight, but I didn't do this to Jahan. Shane and Oxon Hill did. This season in 2024, in eight games, Jahan Dotson, who had a sick catch the other day, by the way. Dotson, unfortunately, that was his seventh of the season. Jahan has seven catches for 71 yards and zero touchdowns. Terry so far this season has 42 catches for 598 yards, 14.2 average, and two touchdowns. It seems like the touchdown disparity.
Two touchdowns?
Six touchdowns.
I was about to say, I thought he had way more than that.
Did I say two?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to say six.
Yeah,
six. I don't know why I said two, if I said two, or Anthony misheard me. You'd have to rewind to find out. Let's hit play on Chain.
Nine. Olamide Zaccheaus had 10.
Okay, Olamide Zaccheaus. God, I can't get over how good the pronunciation is. In the September 29th game against the Cardinals alone, Zaccheaus, which the rest of us call Olamide, not whatever the hell Shane said, had six catches for 85 yards in that game alone. On the season, he's got 21 catches for 224. He's got basically the same average as Dotson, and his long was the 42-yarder that helped seal the game on Sunday. So that 42-yard catch is well over half of the total yardage that Jahan Dotson has on the season. All right, who's next?
Catches last year. Diami Brown had 100 yards last year.
Diami Brown, also known as Diami Brown or whatever he said. Diami Brown stats. Now I'm just saying everyone's name wrong. Shane, you're really messing me up, bro. Diami Brown also has more everything than Jahan Dotson this year. 11 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown for Diami Brown this season. Yeah. Next.
Are we a better team without Jahan Dotson? No, we're not.
So pause that. Yes, we are. Continue.
Oh, the baloney, man. We traded Montez Sweat.
Montez Sweat. Let's see. He's having an all right year. Like, Montez Sweat's a good player. We're not going to clown on Montez Sweat. We are going to read his statistics, though. This year for the Chicago Bears, he's started in seven games. He has 3.5 sacks and 15 total tackles. Let's see who we compare him to.
We have Cleland Furl. He had 2 sacks.
Okay, Cleland Furl this year has played in just 6 games compared to Montez's 7, but he has 2 sacks this year. I don't know when he was talking about. He had 3.5 last year. He had 2 sacks the year before that. Maybe that's what he was thinking of. But he has 2 sacks and has 12 tackles. So almost the same. By the way, Montez Sweat is making, I think, $28 million this year, and Furl is making like 3. So there's that. Next.
Dante Fowler, who had 2 sacks. We have all.
Oh, Dante Fowler's who we thought had 2 sacks. Dante Fowler, I was like, wow, he has had 2 sacks a couple times. That was because I was looking at this from his game log this year, not his career long. Dante Fowler has literally never had a season where he had just 2 sacks. His career low is 3 in 2020 with Atlanta, where he only played in 14 games. This year, he's played in 9, started 4. He has 6.5 sacks, 20 tackles, including 8 tackles for loss. I think that's better than Montez. He's also making like $3 million. Next.
We have Austin Eckler, who is 30 years old. Like, come on, bro.
Austin Eckler this season, do we have more bio information? He's not quite 30 yet. You leave Austin alone. He's only 29 in 172 days. Austin Eckler this season as a rusher has, well, come on, give me the rushing stats. Rushing, Austin Eckler has 282 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. He has been successful on 54% of his rushes this year, has a long of 50. Receiving, he's got 22 catches for 248 yards. So we're talking about somewhere close to 550 yards-ish of total offense from Austin Eckler this year, as opposed to, I don't even know what Shane would have wanted from someone else, because he didn't have a comparison. He just wanted to be mad at Austin Eckler. Next.
That was it.
That was it. Oh, no, there were definitely other guys. There's a Curtis Samuel, a Cam Curl.
Miami. Bro, Kendall Fuller is in Miami. Curtis Samuel is in Buffalo. Cam Curl is in with the Rams. And we have a guy, Adam Peters, who's bringing in bum. And everybody's like, oh, just because we're bringing in new faces mean we're better.
Okay. All right. So we had Kendall Fuller, Curtis Samuel, and Cam Curl. Those were the three that I need to look
up, sir.
Now. All right. Last, wrapping up our full, every, let's call it a quarterly, Shane and Oxenhill update. Cam Curl has played in 8 games this year for the Rams. He has 44 tackles, 0 tackles for loss, 0 quarterback hits. He's deflected 2 passes, forced a fumble, and he does have a fumble return touchdown. So Cam Curl's having what we would say is like an okay year. Last year he had 115 tackles. This year he's on pace for the roughly 80 that he had 2 of his 3 years, or 2 of his 4 years in Washington. So there's that. Curtis Samuel this year, he has played in 8 games. He has 0 starts. He has 19 targets, 12 catches for 92 yards. He has 2 first down catches on the year, Anthony. That's 2.
It's not good.
It's not great. And then last but not least, Kendall Fuller has played in 7 games. He started 7 for a really bad Miami defense. He's got 4 pass defenses and 28 tackles on the season. He has had 61% of passes completed against him, giving up an average of 11.1 yards per completion. He has only had 1 touchdown scored on him last year. According to the advanced stats on Pro Football Reference, man, he had 9 touchdowns on him last year. There's no way that's right.
Did you see our defense last year?
That's a good point. It's a good point. And now the new number one corner is Marshawn Lattimore. So that's your Shane and Oxenhill update, everybody. We'll revisit it again sometime around, I don't know, week 13 or 14, when inevitably something silly happens that reminds us of Shane from Oxenhill's calls. Next, though, before we get to Mitch Tischler at 5 o'clock, we have for you the end of Vibe Check Tuesday. So more of your calls at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app. Tons of NFL trades, obviously, today as the deadline comes and goes. Commanders trade for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore. They also get a 5th-round pick, giving up a 3rd, a 4th, and a 6th in the process. The other biggest trade of the day was probably the Za'Darius Smith trade. Za'Darius Smith going from Cleveland. He was traded to... the Lions. Thank you, Anthony. Brain fart and computer not working. Za'Darius Smith to the Lions. Obviously, they were trying to replace Aiden Hutchinson on the edge. Preston Smith, another edge rusher on the move. He was traded. Where did Preston just go? The Steelers, who, of course, the Commanders are playing this weekend. They also acquired Mike Williams from the Saints. Couple of quarterbacks not on the move. Anthony Richardson was told to be off limits by teams who called the Colts, and the Panthers ultimately hang on to last year's number one overall pick, Bryce Young. Other fun trade today, on a day where, you know, all kinds of guys get traded for not a whole lot of draft capital, the Cowboys traded a 4th-round pick for Jonathan Mingo. Most of you don't know who Jonathan Mingo is, and that's for good reason. He was a Carolina Panthers draft pick a couple years ago who has not really done a whole lot in his NFL career, but Jerry Jones traded a 4th-round pick for him because, of course, he did. They also put Dak Prescott on IR, and he's going to miss the Commanders game in late November. That's what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980.
Yeah. There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.